Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen, and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free. And things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country. And there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Along with me, as always, the lovely and affable Mr. Tim Dennis. Good evening, Tim.
What does affable mean?
I don't know. Don't ask me the big words, Ben. I just paid to have it put into the script.
All right.
We have got a really great show coming up for you this evening. One of the things that I've been most interested in my investigations growing up is about astral projection. So we're going to one of the experts in the field, Mr. Brian Mercer. We're going to be bringing him on in a few minutes. We'll be talking to him about his book with Robert Bruce, Mastering Astral Projection, 90-Day Guide to Your Out-of-Body Experience. And if you don't get it in 90 days, your money is guaranteed back, along with these beautiful faux pair of diamond earrings.
Yay! What do you think?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm awesome.
But that sounds really interesting. We're going to be talking to him about that. And then we've got Linda Drake, who will be joining us in the second hour. She's going to talk to us about death, grief, and communication, Reaching Through the Veil to Heal with Loved Ones and Spirit by Linda Drake. And it's an amazing book that she has out. I think you guys are in for a treat listening to the show this evening. Before we get too deep into it, I do have a couple announcements to make. First of all, there is a new paranormal show for TV that's in the works right now. We have some breaking news. And if you go to our website at darknessradio.com, you can go to the front page, and it tells you there that there's a brand new show. They're looking for submissions if you are on the East Coast, and if you have a haunting, if you have a house that's haunted, if you have a situation where you're being bothered by spirits negatively and you can't handle it on your own, you can email me at dave@darknessradio.com, and I will forward the email and information on to the producers of the show to make sure that they can talk to you about having your show or your house filmed, or at least get some help for you and your haunted home or property. So it's a great opportunity for those of you that are being bothered by spirits to seek the help and possibly end up having it done on a TV show. Just serious inquiries, please only. You can email me at dave@darknessradio and just put in there your story about your haunting, what's going on in your life with it, your phone number and state. And they are looking to start off on the East Coast. So if you can stay in the East Coast on this, on the first run, that'd be fantastic. Also want to welcome one of our new affiliates, WNJC AM 1360. Thank you very much for all of you in New Jersey and Philadelphia that are tuning in and listening to the show this evening. Welcome to the show. That was our first announcement. The second announcement we have going on is about the Queen Mary trip that we have coming up, and that is in January. The tickets are selling out on it very fast. We've got Jason and Grant have added to the bill. So there's Jason and Grant from the TV show Ghost Hunters, the lovely Lisa Dualibi and Donna LaCroix from the TV show Ghost Hunters, also Patrick Burns from the TV show Haunting Evidence on Court TV, the lovely and affable Mr. Chris Fleming will also be there from the TV show Dead Famous on the Biography Channel. We've got Rosemary Ellen Guiley, the author and a friend of our show here, who's written over 30 books on the paranormal, is going to be there to do a lecture about the paranormal. Also, Adam Bly, who's a psychologist and a demonologist, and he's going to be on hand to talk to us about the psychology of paranormal and walk you through. And I think a lot of people are going to be really happy with the answers that Adam's able to provide, that a lot of paranormal activity is just that, more of a psychological issue that's going on. Not saying you're crazy, but he can help explain away a lot of the things that occur in hauntings. and he also is a firm believer in the paranormal. So he's not not there to discount it, but he's there to help you get through what you might be going through or mistaking for demonic entities or for a malevolent haunting. So we'll be having Adam at the Queen Mary, all of the other guests I just mentioned. Also, we've got Mr. Russ Clark, who's going to be there, and we're going to have Russ on the show next week. Russ is going to be on talking to us about the use of the hypnotism in the paranormal and its possible applications in the field. Also talking to us about hypnotism in general, its ups and downs, and talking to us a little bit about past life regression. So you're going to want to tune in for that show. But this evening, we're going to get started off here with our first guest, who is Mr. Brian Mercer. And Brian Mercer has a book out, came out, I guess, back in 2004, and as I said at the top of the show, I'm very interested in astral projection and wanted to talk to somebody who knew their stuff on this, so I talked to my good friends at Llewellyn Press. They pointed me to Brian Mercer. He's an expert in the mystical. He's the author of Mastering Astral Projection, 90-Day Guide to an Out-of-Body Experience. And Mr. Mercer holds a bachelor's degree in business from California State University, Sacramento. He's a business analyst and computer programmer for a network of hospitals and healthcare clinics. His latest project is a 6-CD companion album to Mastering Astral Projection. That's being released in May of 2007. He currently lives out in Seattle with his wife, Sarah. We'd like to welcome to the show Mr. Brian Mercer. Good evening, Mr. Mercer.
Hello.
Thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate having you here.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, I wanted to talk to you about, of course, the book. Now, as I said, I'm very interested in astral projection, wanted to learn more about it, and what really interested me was that you walked me through this. Now, this book was already written by Robert Bruce, correct?
He wrote a book called Astral Dynamics.
Okay.
And in fact, it's one of the best books. It's probably the best book on out-of-body experiences, and I picked it up a couple of years before we wrote this book together. And it's one of the things I really loved about it was it explained almost all of the paranormal experiences that I've ever had, whether they were out-of-body experiences or not. And so, one of the things that I really liked about the book is it talked about how to do this for yourself and do a program for getting out of body. But it's a 500-page book.
Right.
All the instructions in astral dynamics were spread out throughout the book. So, I'm a computer programmer by day, so I'm sitting there, I'm like writing specs on, you need to do this and this and this. And I wrote out a program for myself and emailed Robert and happened to be the 90-day programmer, early version of the 90-day program, the book.
Okay.
And he invited me to write the book.
Excellent. And what I like about this is you include a CD along with this book. And tell us what the CD does. What separates your book from other books about astral projection out there?
Well, one of the things about this particular book is that it's very specific. It tells you, like one of the things that I found really frustrating about many of the books that I had read growing up in terms of how-to books were that they were kind of esoteric and they were kind of very vague steps. Now, what I wanted was something that would just tell you, tell me exactly, like a recipe, how to do it. And that's the kind of book that I try to write, we try to write
mm-hmm.
this book. The CD is, it's not a CD that you would play on your stereo. It's actually a CD-ROM, and it comes with a program called the Brainwave Generator.
Okay.
That uses... it's actually programmatically this sound that would put you into an alternate state of consciousness that's really ideal for meditation and learning out-of-body experience.
So you can listen to the CD while listening to it through your computer, but it's not something you plug into the boombox?
Precisely. And one of the nice things about that is that CD has over 25 hours of static programming because you don't have to store all that information. It's a program that will do the sound for you.
Awesome. Well, that's great. Yeah, that's what interested me about this, too, was when I was in high school, I used to hang out with these gothy geeks, if you will, and they were really into astral projection and everything, and, man, they had it down. They had figured out a way through tones. They had me lay down on the floor. You put your arms and legs out so there's no interaction, and they'd put these headphones on you, and these tones would go, and they'd have three or four of us doing this at a time in the room. And I don't know exactly what would happen, but I know that I'd miss 4 hours of my life.
Wow.
And it was amazing. And, I don't remember actually ever leaving my body. I remember remaining conscious through the entire thing. But when I'd be done, 4 hours of time would be gone.
Wow. Wow.
So unless it's some kind of strange anal probing, which I never did going for regression hypnotherapy on, but that was it. Now, there's so much suspect to what astral projection actually is and can we achieve it. I know one of the what's the word I'm looking for here? One of the precursors to what a lot of people believe is that feeling when you're in the middle of your bed sleeping soundly and all of a sudden it feels like you're rolling off your bed and you jerk to a halt and you realize you haven't moved. A lot of people believe that's the soul preparing to leave its body. Now, do you believe that that is one of the clues to getting ready to astral project?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, one thing you should all mention, you know, keep in mind is that everyone goes out of body every night when they're going to sleep. It's a, you know, natural thing. And I think what you mentioned there is something I think most of us remember as children, when we were very young, is like that falling sensation, kind of jerking on the bed. And that's absolutely...
I still do that as an adult.
Oh, wow, that's great. And most adults don't do that as often. Do you do that habitually?
I'm sorry, I've got a... yes, I lay in bed and jerk habitually, Brian. Is that coming off wrong? No, yeah, actually, I do it a lot more than I should, I guess. But I do get that feeling where I'm in the middle of my bed sleeping and I feel like I'm about to roll off the bed and I start awake. Now, what I'm curious about is the physiology of it. We know this for a fact, that when we go into sleep, our body, our brain stem releases a chemical into our body to anesthetize us so that we're not flailing around, because our mind can't discern between walking in real life and our brain thinking we're walking in a dream, so it anesthetizes us. Now, from what I've talked to with the doctors and psychologists, that is nothing more than just that feeling, just as the body is starting to kick in or out of that little rush of chemical. Do you have any feelings on that?
Well, you know, one of the things that when you learn to do it in a conscious kind of way, learn to have an out-of-body experience, and of course remember it when you're done, is that when you're feeling these energetic sensations, and they can be very visceral, of leaving your body and actually separating and peeling away and walking away and looking at where your body is, it might be theoretic when, you know, you're hearing someone talk about it or when you're reading about it, but when it's actually happening to you at that moment, it is very real. And that's one of the things I like about Mastering Astral Projection and this CD companion that's coming out in May, is that it's not reading about it, it's actually doing it and finding out for yourself. Because you're right, it could be, in your mind you're thinking, yeah, that could be the chemicals of and some kind of endorphins or whatever, but in fact, when you're feeling it, it feels as real as if you're getting up.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm interested in, is getting to that point. Now, I know a lot of the experts also believe that when you fly in your dreams, that's actually a form of astral projection, and I fly continually in my dreams, and it's actually strange. The dreams that I fly in, I find myself the most lucid, where I'm actually able to manipulate the dream. I remember the dream more clearly or vividly. I don't know if that's just a psychological thing, because my flight dreams are always my favorite.
Right.
Or if it is because I'm actually in a different state of consciousness, you know, that allows me to recall it better. What is the correlation with flight and...
Well, one of the things that...
Astral projection.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
One of the things that's kind of a misnomer a little bit is when you're talking about astral projection and out-of-body experiences, is that you're never really, as long as you live, there's a part of your energy body that never leaves your physical body. What happens when you astrally project or when you have an out-of-body experience is that your energy body that's residing in your physical body is actually producing an energetic copy of your body and of your consciousness. And it's that duplicate, that astral double that is projecting going out there. And so what happens is when your body is often going to sleep, and your astral body is out there at the same time, and there's a connection by what people often refer to as the silver cord.
Right.
And when you're out there, if you read a lot of accounts about out of body experiences, you'll hear people talk about being out of their body, and at the same time they can maybe hear the cars passing in where their physical body is, or hear the alarm clock ticking. There's a connection going on. But as the body goes to sleep and the dream mind starts engaging in the physical body, it does have an effect oftentimes on the astral projection experience. So one of the advice we give in our book, Mastering Astral Projection, is to keep this, when you're inexperienced, to keep the first projections really short so your body doesn't fall asleep and you're able to come back in and remember it.
Okay. How do we go about remembering it more, and is there a way to retain those memories of what's going on during astral projection?
Well, one of the interesting things about astral projection is when you're actually doing it, it can be as real or more real than physical reality. It is very real, but the memories of it are often more elusive, and so you really do want to hone that ability to. What happens is as your astral body is coming back into your physical body, there's what we refer to as a memory download, a shadow memory download. And as you're getting back those memories from your astral double, you're basically trying to imprint those memories, the ones that were from your astral double, on your physical brain rather than your dream memory. So the idea is, when you're coming back into your body, to yell something out, and very like, "I will remember this," or, you know, "I was flying around in an ambulance," something that will be more exciting than what your body was experiencing, what your mind was experiencing.
As kind of a mnemonic trigger to keep you remembering that happening.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, for those of you that are just tuning in, you're listening to The Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. This evening we're speaking about astral projection. We're going to get to the thick of it here in a few minutes. Our guest is Mr. Brian Mercer. He's one of the co-authors of the book. We'll be discussing more with astral projection and taking your questions. If you have questions, pop them up on our board, or you can email them to tim@darknessradio.com during the show, and we'll be happy to try to get those on the air for you this evening. We'll be right back with more right after this.
Are UFOs real? Does Bigfoot exist? Was Emily Rose really possessed? Who is the next American Idol?
She bangs! She bangs! Oh, baby, but she moves!
Thank
I'm
you.
Wasted by the way
Thank
she...
you.
We try to answer these questions and more each week on The Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For 58 years, Fate has consistently supplied its loyal readership with a broad array of true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life and by others just like you who have something dynamic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, archaeological hotspots, alternative science, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Mommy!
Leave me alone!
Do you have ghosts?
Do you have dreams?
Do you have an interest in the unknown? Want to know more about the paranormal? Come and join us in Para-Investigators, the 24/7 online paranormal chat. Visit us today at InfinityParanormal.com and tell us what's been keeping you up in the dark.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bigfoot, Nessie, Ogopogo, Yeti, Chupacabra. Please stop calling these guys names. Dave and Tim have feelings, you know.
Back to the lock with ye, Ricky.
Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town.
And just just as a reminder, Jason and Grant from the TV show Ghost Hunters will be joining us on that Queen Mary trip. So if you want to come out for the event of a lifetime, you're definitely going to have to join us in the new year for that. We had a great time out at the Stanley. Everybody had a wonderful time getting a chance to get out there, meet and greet and talk. So you want to come on out. Again, you can get that information by going to our website at darknessradio.com/trips and click on the Queen Mary. You'll also find information there about other upcoming events that we have going on as well. Right now, back in tonight's show, we're going to go back with Mr. Brian Mercer with his book, Mastering Astral Projection, The 90-Day Guide to Out-of-Body Experience. Now, Tim, did we have a question from the Internet before we get in too deeply?
Actually, I had a couple of them.
Okay. Are you there, Mr. Mercer?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Here's your first question. We'll throw your way.
The first question comes from Anthony on our boards, and he wants to know, he says there are stories of people who astrally project and that when they do, their bodies are connected to their physical bodies by a silver thread or an energy cord. Legends and stories say that if this energy cord is severed, you can't return to your physical body. Do you know how this legend started, and is there any truth to it?
I don't personally believe that to be the case. I've never come across any evidence. Of course, I guess if it was true, I guess we wouldn't have evidence, but I think that the physical body has an energy body, an energy system that's really rooted in it when it physically lives, and I don't think that the silver cord or silver thread, if you want to call it that, is something that can be cut like a string. I think, and I also personally believe that when it's time for you to go, it's not something that happens accidentally. It's something that happens by agreement. So I don't believe in accidents like that. So,
one of the other theories has always been, too, if you touch somebody while they're astral projecting and out of their body, you can sever the tie or screw them up. I mean, I would guess if you club them over the head or shoot them, sure, but does touching have an effect that you're aware of?
No, not that I'm aware of. One of the things that has often happened, or when people remember their out-of-body experiences, like an alarm won't go on or something will happen where they're out of their body, something happens to their physical body, and they're kind of snapped back in. And it's a result of that kind of trauma to the physical body, if you will, that allows them to actually remember the out-of-body experience.
Sure. Now, somebody had just asked about sleep apnea and the ability of astral projection. I'm not up enough. Tim, do you know more about sleep apnea, or maybe you do, Brian? I don't know what that is. I think that's just a disturbance in your breathing pattern, correct? That should have no effect on whether you could project or not. Other than the fact, if you're not breathing, you're probably not projecting or doing much of anything, right?
Right, exactly. I imagine if your sleep is disturbed, it would be more difficult to have a conscious action projection. Yeah.
Right.
What about someone who can't get into a deep meditative state, like someone who can't be hypnotized? Is that going to affect someone if they want to try and astrally project?
Well, you know, what's kind of strange and maybe counterintuitive is it doesn't really take a really deep meditative trance to get into an out-of-body state. It's actually almost more of a lighter trance state. And as I talked about before, we all do that. We all go to the body when we go to sleep. So I think, and everyone's doing it. It's just the fact, and it's just the remembering it that's the challenging. Now, I should say that the book, the 90-Day Guide to Out-of-Body Experiences or Mastering Astral Projection, that really focuses on the ability to sit down, relax, get into a meditative state, and project, and then come back and remember it. The CD album that's coming out in May is more of a remembering the process that's happening every night, and it really focuses a lot on practice and
how do we discern between what's a vividly imaginative experience or dream or actual astral projection, though?
You know, that's always a challenge because the dream mind, when it engages, you can actually have this, wonderful out-of-body experience where, there's no question in your mind. You sat down, you felt what we call the vibrations, and you peel away from your body, you float out, and you're out for a few minutes, and then you start seeing what Robert and I refer to as reality fluctuations. In other words, maybe you're in kind of a physical environment, and you see something, maybe a fence that you know in reality isn't there. That's actually a very common experience, and but then it does call into question, is this real or is this something I'm imagining? The only thing I would say there is that, again, when you experience it and you really it really feels very real.
I mean, right.
You can start to feel like you're talking about your flying dreams being very visceral,
right.
and real. I mean, I'm sure that was largely because there's a component of an out-of-body experience that's part of that, and of course your dream mind is working and you know making that experience logical to you, but in fact. You're out of your body.
Well, I've been told I'm out of my mind, but out of my body works too. With being able to do the astral projection, though, you know, I have a hard time really understanding it. I mean, what good, first of all, is there any therapeutic or mental positives to astral projecting? Is it something we have to do or we need to do in order to maintain, you know, sanity or clarity? Or what exactly is the purpose for astral projection?
Well, in terms of learning to do it consciously?
Well, just any form of it. I mean, we know we dream in order to help
right.
work through things that have happened during the day and to help our bodies break down and process and you know, just
right.
experience life. So we know that everything that we do has a purpose. I'm just curious what the purpose is for astral projection. I mean, is it just to go out along the lines and touch base with your other soul friends? Or what exactly does it, what does it release for you? What is it opening up to you?
You know, I'm thinking that we are on some level going to higher astral planes and maybe meeting with guides or our own higher self. Or, but I think there's definitely maybe you're taking classes, but I think there's definitely some learning going on, some communications that on a conscious level we aren't aware of. Certainly, one of the things that I've noticed with my own out of body experiences locally is that I will. Very quickly go from what we've been calling the real-time zone. In other words, you get out of the body and you look around, and you know what you see is what you expect to see. You see your bed there, you see the dresser. But very quickly, I'll go into the astral plane, and a lot of times there'll be like a tube that opens up, and I'll be going through the tube, and I can only go so far down the rabbit hole, if you will, and then I kind of blank out. I lose consciousness. And I'm wondering if, on a conscious level, if we go high enough that it becomes more and more difficult, especially without a lot of practice, to take those memories from the ether and download it into our physical brain.
Well, now it sounds a lot like, though, hypnosis. You know, when you're being hypnotized, a lot of times they take you down a tunnel or down a flight of stairs or to a place like that. I mean, do you think that maybe astral projection is nothing more than its own form of self-hypnosis?
So self-hypnosis shares a lot of same attributes in terms of that you're relaxing and you're centering your awareness in one place. But I think there's got to be some energetic component. Or else, why would you feel these very physical vibrations going through your body? Why would you feel, you know, yourself leaving your body, or being able to travel and report back and things that were going on?
Well, a lot of body out of body experiences, OBEs that happen at near death times. You know, a lot of people claim to hover over their body.
Certainly.
And see things. But what it also turns out to, you know, they make a big sensational, sorry about that, Tim, they make a big sensationalism about that. But what they don't really report all the time is that when they report, they don't report it correctly. It's more like what the brain believes is what the room looks like. And they may be hearing parts of conversation and projecting into their own mind what they're seeing. And a lot of out-of-body experiences have been dismissed because they were wrong with what people were wearing in the room or what was going on. I mean,
sure.
that's where I, you know, I'm a skeptical believer in a lot of this stuff, and I believe that there is something to astral projection. I believe there is something that goes on, but, my curiosity level stops at is the fact of, you know, I like to know why we do what we do and when we do it. So you think that most of it has to do with going up there and maybe meeting and greeting with our astral, you know, guides or angels or whatever. Now, let me ask you about this, too. You know, I've been told different feelings on this. There are points in the day when I will just zone out, and it's like the lights are on but nobody's home. And people that know me will say that's a lot more than just a few times a day. But, you know, you get that kind of stare, and you're there, and you're kind of aware, but you're not aware of what's actually going on. And one of the theories that I've been interested in is that it is itself a form of astral projection, and that they believe that each of us are connected through like a web-like connectivity. And what we're doing is we're going along that web like a spider web, looking for loved ones, friends, relatives, and getting the sense and the vibration that everything is at peace and everything is okay in their world. That explains how there are times when we'll all of a sudden get a sick feeling to our stomach and we want to call grandma because, you know, we have a feeling something's wrong. And it turns out grandma just was hospitalized or died or fell down or had an injury. I mean, that sounds to me almost like a form of astral projection because you're almost leaving your consciousness and traveling along. Now, have you heard of that type of projection as well?
Yes, certainly there are, I think, mental projections where you're mentally projecting somewhere else. There's actually a term for it that is I'm not thinking of right now.
You mentally projected it out, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
But in terms of, I definitely think when if you're talking about a strict astral projection, out of body experience, there's some energetic component to it. There's something a little bit, I guess, lower level, more, something closer resembling physical organs, but in an energetic way, rather than just kind of mentally going out there.
Now, when we project, are we seeing ghosts? Are we seeing aliens? Are we seeing our friends and relatives in their still physical form? What exactly goes on during astral projection?
Well, I think all of the above can go on during astral projection. It really depends on, number one, what your intention is if you're doing it in a conscious way. Are you talking about doing it in a conscious way or is it nightly?
Well, both. I mean, whichever one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of my early out-of-body experiences when I was trying to consciously do it were rather mundane in that.
Well, I guess I was asking, though, I mean, is when I'm out there, do I see Tim floating around astral projecting as well, and I know he's projecting? Are we in a different, like an astral projection universe when we're astral projecting? Are we aware and cognizant of other people that are projecting? Are we aware of their physical manifestations and their physical bodies still there? Can we go visit our friends and relatives? I know that's what a lot of people feel they're doing in a form of astral projection.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been out of body, and I've seen my wife out of body. She wasn't at the time conscious that she was out of body, but I knew she was just kind of going around the house doing mundane business, kind of almost like in a sleepwalking state. But I knew that was her astral body.
Now, have you been able to communicate with somebody in an astral form, and then their astral form, like you come visit me tonight, and you tell me, Dave, bologna sandwich with cheese on rye. And tomorrow I wake up and I have a feeling I talk to you and it's bologna and cheese on rye is stuck in my head. I mean, is that the type of thing you can communicate and remember when you take it back, or is it?
I have not personally done that. I have a couple of friends who have successfully, one of them very proficient out of projector, I guess, and comes back and remembers it. So she was helping another friend to project, and when she was helping this guy project, he came out of his body and he heard the woman's voice who was helping him project, but he also heard two other women that were with her, and so,
Was she aware that they were with her?
Yeah, exactly, and that's kind of what he was thinking, I think, and
okay.
So he wrote down the experience, and then he asked her what happened when she visited him, and sure enough, there were two other projectors with her, he was able to validate the experience because he didn't tell her that he heard these two other voices. He told him.
Well, let's start back a little bit. Truthfully, the only thing I ever learned about astral projection was from a couple of burned out 60s hippies that told me about it. And I think that's where a lot of people get their their download, if you will, about astral projection. It's a couple of way out hippies that tell you, oh yeah, man, you get into the ethereal form. And, that's what mind expanding drugs was all about, kind of taking you to a new place. What exactly, when did people start astral projecting? When did they start consciously knowing that this was going on? Is this something that's been around for a millennia? Is it something that's relatively in the last 200 years?
you know, I think it's always been around. I think it's part of the human process. That's one of the things you have to think about is you're a spirit in a body, and part of that spirit can, while you're living, separate from the physical body, and does on a regular basis. And people come back and remember that. I'm certain that has happened throughout time.
So you're saying that great men like Washington and Mozart might have been jerking at night too.
And,
you know, into the dream state. So this has been going around. But, I mean, is it something that has been cultivated more in the Asian populace? It seems like a lot of the mystical arts seem to come from an Asian background or an African background. I mean, is there a heavy history of it occurring in those type of backgrounds that you're aware of?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The Buddhist tradition and the Indian tradition have both, you know, very meticulously mapped out the energy body and chakras. And so I think that they're more in touch with this sort of phenomenon than we are in the West. I think it's changing more recently, but, you know, you go back 100 years ago, you know, the earliest spiritualist movements were talking about it. But I think, you know, if you were having these experiences, it wasn't, and, you know, you were a George Washington, you're not going to necessarily broadcast it. But
last night, I was floating out over the Chappaquiddick, yes.
Sure.
So going through with astral projection, now, with the book, what exactly are you hoping to accomplish with the book and the CD set? Are you just as a manual to help people figure out how to get there? Why does it take up to 90 days to get to successful astral projection? And, you know, I mean, is this not something I can listen to the tape or CD, rather, tonight and start to do?
Well, absolutely. I think everyone's ability to have out-of-body experiences and remember them are going to, or do it consciously, are going to be a little bit different. So it may be that, and I know, in fact, we have a forum on the web, and hearing people's experiences, I can tell you that even the first week people will have out-of-body experiences. Common. But I was one of those people that took a little bit longer than the average bear.
Okay.
And that's kind of what I was, when I was writing the book, wanting to have a book that I would have wanted when I was trying to learn.
All right, so you're basically putting together the guidebook the way it would have helped you more effectively get to this position. Okay.
Precisely. Wish I could, like, zap it back in time to hand to an earlier Brian.
Right. Well, we'll work on that with the time travel show, which we're doing in a couple of weeks. Okay, Brian?
No, that'd be great.
I'll make sure to get a copy of the book sent back to you while we're there. Let me ask you about this. Another thing that has been talked about for years that I've heard with astral projection is some people can take on a corporeal form, a hardened or visual form. Do you believe that might be what accounts for most ghost stories, that people see more of an astral projection of somebody else?
I think it certainly can. I know that there's a story of St. Anthony at one point, remembering he was supposed to do a sermon in a separate town in France.
Right.
And kind of just genuflecting, saying "excuse me," and actually going to projecting to a different location and giving a sermon.
While he was doing a sermon in a totally different location.
Well, he actually stopped and, you know, took a little rest break, but he actually was physically visible. And I think that can not only happen, but I think that certain people who are sensitive to seeing that kind of energy can definitely detect it.
Huh. Well, yeah, because that's, you know, it seems to me, now, when you're astral projecting, that kind of brings up the whole theory of time and space. Do you believe that you can also time travel during astral projection? Because in that zone, if that energy zone is out there, you should be able to pretty much bend time, I would guess.
Yeah, and in fact, I have gone to one of my earlier goals was to, I live in Seattle, and go back to my parents' house in Sacramento, what was going on, and then try to bring back what was happening, you know, and be able to talk about it later. But oftentimes I would arrive there, and I would look at the clock or I'd look at a calendar, and it was clearly a different time, and the furniture was arranged, you know, back the way it was 10, 20 years ago.
Huh.
So, sure, there is some of that.
Well, see, now that's an interest to me, just because I'm, you know, time travel seems so amazing to me, and I believe that there will be some form of time travel that we're able to actually prove within the next 100 years here, because it
That'd
seems, we're getting closer to figuring out how time and space and everything seems to be working and layering itself, and with all these expectations and definitely the interest in it, there's, you know, it only makes sense to me that at some point we should be able to figure out how we can at least, maybe if we can't go back and affect time, if we can at least view it almost through a portal. Because like all things, like an energy form, this radio show is being broadcast over the air. It is going to keep bouncing around the galaxy for centuries.
Sure.
And all you need to do is the right, you know, unit to catch it. Are we going to find that right unit? Well, I'll tell you what, we'll talk more. We've got about 15 minutes left in the show with you, Brian. We'll be back with more about astral projection and Brian Mercer's new book, Mastering Astral Projection, The 90-Day Guide to the Out-of-Body Experience. We'll cover more of that right after this.
It will keep you on the edge of your seat.
I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers.
I gotta pay.
Just don't get any on the floor. Hurry back. There's more to come from the darkness on the edge of town.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
2006 is here, and for many of you, another year has passed without treating you and your loved ones to a much-needed getaway. Rocky Shores Resort has just what you're looking for. Join owners Jerry and Kim Pipp at their family-themed resort that offers a heated outdoor swimming pool, volleyball court, playground, spacious lodge with games and activities for the whole family and more. With 6, 2, and 3-bedroom cabins that are affordable, comfortable, and fully furnished, and 12 seasonal RV sites, Rocky Shores Resorts is perfect for a private escape or for a family reunion. The resorts are located on the east shores of Bowstring Lake in the heart of the Chippewa National Forest. Here you can relax and enjoy nature in the Great North Woods, experience dozens of area attractions, and get hooked on some of the best northern perch, panfish, bass, and walleye fishing in northern Minnesota. Call 1-866-878-0101 to book reservations or check out their website at RockyShoresResort.com for more information. This year, don't ignore the call of the wild. Embrace it and enjoy yourselves. That number again is 1-866-878-0101. Rocky Rocky Shores Resort is open year-round. Call today.
For 58 years, Fate has consistently supplied its loyal readership with a broad array of true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life, and by others just like you who have something dynamic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, archaeological hotspots, alternative science, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Hi, this is Russ Clark. If you're a regular listener of Darkness Radio, by now you have certainly heard my radio commercial regarding my hypnosis products. Well, I'm here today to tell you that these products work. These products have worked for many, many people, including some listeners of Darkness Radio. I stand behind my product 100%. If you give it a try and you find it doesn't work for you, you can always return it to me for 100% of your money back. Plus, I'll pay to ship it back to me. That's how convinced I am this will work for you. In addition to that, you can contact me via email anytime with any questions that you may have. I promise this will work for you. So if you want to quit smoking, lose weight, become less stressed, manage some pain, or beat some insomnia, definitely check out my website at www.powerhypnosis.net or call 866-570-3544 and ask for me personally.
Mommy!
Leave me alone!
Do you have ghosts?
Do you have dreams?
Do you have an interest in the unknown? Want to know more about the paranormal? Come and join us in Parainvestigators, the 24/7 online paranormal chat. Visit us today at InfinityParanormal.com and tell us what's been keeping you up in the dark.
Do you love to travel? Do you love to explore the paranormal? Then join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis from Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show as we take our show on the road. January 14th and 17th, we'll be going to sunny Long Beach, California to investigate one of the top 5 haunted spots in the world, the Haunted Queen Mary. Joining us on our journey are the lovely ladies of TV's The Ghost Hunters, Donna LaCroix and Lisa DeVar, paranormal investigator Patrick Burns from Court TV's hit new show, Haunting Evidence, and psychic-sensitive Chris Fleming from Dead Famous on the Biography Channel. Together, we'll explore the mysteries and history of this famous floating haunted playground. Joining us will be some other special guest speakers and authors. It's a great chance to meet others that are involved in the paranormal and share your interests. For more information and prices, visit our website at darknessradio.com, then click the Trips tab, then click on the Queen Mary. Remember to check back for information on upcoming trips as well, and tune in live each Sunday night to hear a new episode with Dave and Tim and their guests covering all aspects of the paranormal on the Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This show is so frightening, it'll scare the pants off you.
Beat it. It's people with a dirty mind that think like that.
On second thought, maybe you should just keep them on.
You'd be amazed how often I hear that.
Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of time with Tim Dennis and Dave Schrader.
On the Utah Paranormal Radio Show. Our guest this evening, Mr. Brian Mercer, one of the authors of Mastering Astral Projection, 90-Day Guide to Out-of-Body Experience. Brian, before we went away to the break, we were talking about all different forms of astral projection. I do have a question that came in. Wanted to know, when you leave your body, are you ever concerned that you might not make it back in, or are you concerned you might bring something else back with you?
Am I personally concerned? No. I mean, usually the concern is actually getting out of my body and staying out and not falling asleep during the process.
Okay.
I've certainly encountered, it's kind of, when you're in the out of body state, it's a little bit, you're not used to not having a body and around. Anything can be scary. even if you're meeting someone you're not expecting to, can be scary.
Right. So, but have you seen malevolent-looking creatures, things that you don't know or don't recognize as anything you've seen here on Earth?
Sure. Can I talk about a recent experience?
Sure, please do. We're on a radio show. Nobody wants to hear about your personal experiences, Brian. can you make up some really good stuff for us, though?
Well, I don't know if this is good. At the time, it was like, I don't know if it was a little bit unnerving. I was doing work on the CD program. And
is this the one about you being in your underwear back in grade school again?
What?
They said, is this the one about you being in your underwear back in grade school for the test?
For the test? Oh, no.
Yes. Well, that's always like the bad dream, and I would figure that would be the worst place to astral project right back into.
No, you don't want to do that. No, it's actually, I peeled away from the body and kind of drifted across the bedroom. And there was like I found myself going up to a tunnel, and there was this, I saw what appeared to be a monk, a hooded monk, and he was pointing upward just to indicate the direction I was supposed to go. So I kept going up the tunnel, but instead of a brown monk's outfit, it was kind of a blue robe, like a big bathrobe.
Okay. Now,
that was a little bit unnerving.
Sure.
But, I'm so happy about the success that even when something a little bit, unsavory happens, I'm just happy to be there.
Okay.
But certainly,
it's a bad thing Mr. Lincoln was shot at the play, but overall the play was really entertaining. Is that your...
Precisely.
Going through astral projection, are there any dangers that people should be aware of with astral projection?
I mean, certainly one of the things about going through or learning to consciously project is that there's a sort of a fear barrier that you have to get through. It's almost like an initiation. And so certainly during your first experiences, it can be scary. But I think it's personally, it's only been a liberating experience for me when I've done it.
Well, I know that the Native Americans have attained that through drinking of, you know, white lightning and some special drinks that they concoct and smoking and peyote and all that stuff. Have you ever investigated that methodology of it?
And I have not. I have not personally.
Oh, but you know a guy who has, right, Brian?
Wink, wink. I have it personally. I have asked my co-author, Robert. I think I've read it in his book. What he basically said, called Astrodynamics. What he said essentially was that while it's certainly possible, the type of experiences you're going to have when you go that method are usually either scarier or, you know, they're not the quality experiences that you would necessarily have if you were just doing it consciously.
Okay. So you feel that you'd have the experiences, but there would be more of a drug-induced instead of...
Certainly.
Because a lot of them claim very clear, lucid contact with, you know, totem or spirit guides that they're able to actually glean real knowledge and information from. You know, it's, that's what led into the whole drug culture in the 60s was a mind-altering, mind-expanding deal. That's why, you know, I mean, I'd be remiss not to ask if you've ever, you know, tampered with drugs to try to attain this because, you know, that's what so many people are going to automatically assume. It's kind of a strange
pastime. I think if you are a Native American and you're looking for some kind of spiritual vision quest, and you you use peyote and a sort of substance to help get out of your body or starvation or whatever methods they use to do that, that I would imagine if your intent is to have that spiritual experience, it certainly is possible. But you can also do it just with relaxing and a little practice. So why not do it that way?
Have you ever made yourself physically visible to somebody else? Have you ever made yourself, you know, in a corporeal state so people could see you in the real world?
That, you know, that's something I haven't tried. You know, a lot of times when I'm practicing, I'm doing it at night. So the people who I would be visiting would be asleep. But I certainly could try.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you're on the West Coast. If you're going to sleep, you could be trying to get in touch with your buddy out in Robert Bruce, who's out in Australia, and it's daytime there for
him,
isn't it?
I could do that. I could do that.
See, because I would think that would be the perfect...
you know, when Robert and I wrote the book, he was in Australia, and I was in Seattle, and it would have been nice to have kind of an astral word processor that we could, you know...
You're going to astrally download the whole presentation.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. Going forward, now, what are just some of the basics for people that, you know, before they get the book, what are some things that people can do and take away tonight? We've got about 5 minutes left in the show. What can we do and help our audience walk away with it tonight so they can try to start astral projecting until they can order your book?
Sure. Well, I would say the most important ingredient in learning to project is to be relaxed. And so learning complete relaxation would be the first key. Second key would to be to keep your mind very clear during the process. In other words, so you're laying on bed, you're relaxed, but then don't think about homework or...
See, that's really hard. That's where I would draw the line because I have so much chatter in my head that it's hard for me to, you know, it's hard for me to relax to go to bed at night. I'm an insomniac. If I had to end up going through Russ Clark's hypnotherapy discs in order to help sustain some kind of natural, normal sleeping environment.
Right.
To shut down the chatter. But, you know, what if you're one of those kind of people that just can't close it down on your own? I mean, is that something that this book will help you get through as well?
Well, the CD actually has a progressive program that helps you clear your mind. But that's part of the reason why it takes 90 days to do is because rather than try to, you know, the first day put you in the launching pad and have you take off, We take you through small bite-sized steps, so you're having these small successes and gradually working up to the point where, by the time that you're having your out-of-body experience, you have enough experience in kind of the altered state and have enough practice mind clear, then it becomes a lot easier to do.
Okay, so relaxation and clearing your mind of things.
Right, exactly. It also helps if you are practicing when your body's really tired but your mind is awake. So your physical, oftentimes, this probably happens to you if you have problems sleeping. If you wake up in the middle of the night and maybe you'll get up to go to the bathroom, you come back to bed and you start thinking about things and you can't get back to sleep.
Exactly. That's what I have going, yeah.
Yeah, that's a perfect time to practice because because your body still wants more sleep, but your mind's ready to get up and do what it wants to do.
Exactly.
And so that's a perfect time to practice having out of body experience.
I know the brain is at its peak for learning right when you wake up in the morning. It seems that your brain is at the right pattern for absorbing things and reading. That's why I said you should always read a book or do something right then to fill your mind with good. Do you believe that those are good points to start trying to do astral projection as well?
Absolutely. In fact, one of the best times to practice is like an hour before you normally get up is to get up, splash water on your face, go to the bathroom, spend maybe 10 minutes awake, and then go back to sleep and relax and clear your mind. And finally, what you want to do is basically what you're trying to do is get your body to go to sleep while your mind is still awake. You kind of mimic that process that you do every night when you're
right.
And essentially, at that point, there are techniques in the book that describe how to do this in a little better way. But essentially, have some kind of visualization or some kind of technique where you imagine you harness your focus of awareness away from your body. So, for example, you might imagine pulling on a rope that's outside of, a few feet away from your body, or you could imagine a ball bouncing back and forth from one wall to the other, but basically keeping your focus away from your body. If everything's in balance and correct.
And do you recommend then, like, light clothing or no clothing and just kind of like a spread eagle Da Vinci man look on your bed so that you're
so that there's
nothing touching, nothing bothering you?
Yeah, certainly if you can have non-restrictive clothing or no clothing at all. You want to make sure you're warm enough, though.
Yes, Tim. Anything remotely perverted, my co-host goes off. So,
well, I'm thinking if you're in Minnesota, you want to make sure you're warm. Not
yeah.
sure.
That is true.
But if you also want to make sure that you one of the ingredients that was key the whole process.
It's just to kind of keep yourself separated up. Nothing constricting anything to kind of keep your mind off of what you're trying to do.
Right, exactly.
And I would assume, I live in a house full of five kids. I don't get much free time, and if daddy's laying there naked, spread eagle on the bed, we're all in a world of hurt and a lawsuit. I can just smell it coming. How do we find, my boss just isn't going to find it okay to come in and find me at the station on the desk doing this.
That would be awkward.
Yeah. What were you doing? Astral projecting. I mean, is there a place you should designate for this?
Well, that's actually something with respect to this CD program, this six CD album that's coming out in May. It really focuses on practicing during the middle of the night, during those times when you are waking up and are ready. You don't want to go back to sleep, but your body wants to go back to sleep.
Well, Brian, I can't thank you enough for joining us this evening. And for everybody interested, the name of the book is Mastering Astral Projection, A 90-Day Guide to an Out-of-Body Experience by Robert Bruce and Brian Mercer. It includes a CD-ROM with 25 custom-designed trance meditation sound programs. You can pick that up. There's a link for it on our website. Thank you very much for listening to The Darkness on the Edge of Town. We'll be back in a few minutes with our second guest for the evening. Thank you very much. We'll be right back with more right after this.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.